December 7th, 1941. No American will ever forget this Sunday morning in Hawaii.
It all began with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. More than 2,400 souls were lost at the naval base on the island of Oahu. The U.S. was suddenly swept into the Pacific theater.
And we're going to fight it with everything we've got.
During FDR's Day of Infamy speech, he invoked the Alien Enemies Act. It's a 1798 wartime law authorizing the president to legally detain and deport anyone suspected of engaging in acts like espionage and sabotage.
Not only must the shame of Japanese treachery be wiped out, but the sources of international brutality, wherever they exist, must be absolutely and finally broken.
Weeks later, Roosevelt directed the Secretary of War to herd more than 120,000 people with Japanese ancestry into camps in Arizona, California, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and as far east as Arkansas. Two-thirds of prisoners were American-born citizens. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt had empathized with them, even touring a camp south of Phoenix in 1943. Barbara Perry says Eleanor was simply ahead of her time.
And certainly on how she viewed Japanese Americans, but she couldn't convince her husband of that.
Perry is co-chair of the Presidential Oral History Program at the University of Virginia. She also points out precedent was set a century prior when President Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act in 1830, marching tribes west of the Mississippi River.
America was pretty discriminatory.
Despite not being at war, President Trump reinvoked the Alien Enemies Act on day one of his second term.
To eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil, including our cities and inner cities.
This proclamation wasn't surprising to John Woolley, co-director of the American Presidency Project at UC Santa Barbara.
This is a domestic political rallying point that is very powerful with Donald Trump's base.
I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.